Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 22, talking about the idea of flavor. Gemara talks about, who did you hear saying that sinews like the Gid HaNasha do not possess a flavor? It was Rav Shimon, who taught, as it was taught on a brisa, regarding one who eats of the Gid HaNasha of an impure, non-kosher animal. Rav Yehuda obligates him to receive lashes for two transgressions, one for eating a non-kosher animal and another for eating a Gid HaNasha. But Rav Shimon exempts him entirely because sinews do not possess a flavor. Accordingly, there is no difficulty, for it is indeed so that Rav Shimon prohibited the Gid HaNasha of a kosher animal even for its benefit. As it was taught in the brisa, the Gid HaNasha is permitted for benefit. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda, where Rav Shimon forbids one to benefit from it in accordance with Rabbi Abahu's rule. The idea of being talking about flavor in our own lives, we should make sure to always have flavor, the flavor of Torah, the flavor of mitzvos, the flavor of a chesed lifestyle. If we're lacking the flavor of Torah, we're lacking the flavor of mitzvos and chesed, then our lives will feel it. The lives will feel lacking and life will feel meaningless and purposeless. We have to make sure that our lives have the proper flavor. Just like when we're doing cooking for Shabbos, just like when we're cooking during the week, if it doesn't have the right flavor, it's not going to taste good. It's going to feel like something's missing. So too in our own lives, if we don't have the flavor of the Torah, the flavor of mitzvos, the flavor of chesed, God forbid, the life is going to feel lacking. The life is going to feel devoid of purpose and devoid of meaning. We have to make sure to imbue our lives, imbue our existence and those around us with the flavor of Torah and with the ta'am, the taste of the mitzvos, chesed, and good things that can happen in this world if we follow the ways of the Torah. We have to make sure our own lives have flavor, just as the Gemara here talks about flavor and relating to the sinews in the Gid HaNasha. In our own lives, we should make sure to have proper flavor in our lives within all of our days. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 23 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.